Okay, so we mentioned the Kasha, and I heard the Kasha last night, that how come on Hanukkah there's a tefillah on the Siddur for someone that forgets Al Nisim? So there's a tefillah that says, Rachamon, Yasalon, Nisim, and Flois, which also I've seen by him in Mizmanazet. And the Bukhar Shar and the Chedushim on Shabbos, on the Sugya of Al Nisim, Chav Gimel, whatever around there, so he asks the Kasha, that la'olam loy matzino, that you're allowed to daven for a nes. Here it's also allowed to daven for a nes. You're allowed to daven for a nes because the Gemara says that if you daven for a nes, it's also shav. The Gemara says that a person whose wife is mubaris and he davens for a zohar after 40 days is already tefillah shav. So number one, it's tefillah shav to daven for a nes. And number two is even if you get answered, it's menachin l'miski yosef. So l'chayr, you're not allowed. So, he gives two answers over there. So, I saw Teretz from Moshe David May. He says the Mahalach. And then he starts shtalling to a few things, and then I'm adding a few shtalls to what he shtalled to the concept. So, he shtalled to a Gemara in Kedushin. We spoke about this Gemara once, actually. So, Gemara in Kedushin has a story that basically there was a mazik in the city. Mishtabach l'Rav Chisda l'Rav Huna b'Rav Hamnuna, the Adam Gadol who, so he said he's a chashav yid. No, it's a long story. Yeah, here. So Rav Yaakov Breda Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Shadri Rav Ula Kameda Abaye. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was sent to Abaye. When he saw him, he said, he's better than me, not better than me. Who mazik be Rabbanon? The Abaye Haba. There was a mazik over there in one of the rooms. The Chav Ailu betrayed, and the mazik would kill people, or mazik them. Amalei Sinosha Kurin. No one should offer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov a place to sleep. We're going to put him up to sleep over there, and he'll be zoche to an eitz, and he'll get rid of the mazikim. Taka, oh boss, he went, he slept there, and idmi lei ketanina, it was like a tanin, like a snake, as she says, and and then he bowed down, and then he had a time later that why did you put me in Sakana? I had to come on to a nes. What was Abaye thinking? Why did Abaye put him in there? So Abaye said that the Marsha says that even if you get a nes, even if Abaye thought he was right to get a nes, he would be menachin l'mischi yosef. So he says, Davadi samach Abaye al chasidusoi, and that he would daven. And if you would daven, it wouldn't be, apparently, menachem l'mischi yosef, and you could daven for the nes to happen. But Rav Acha was a taina that, no, it happened to me without tefillah, and memela, I had to come to a nes without tefillah. To come on to a nes without tefillah, that's takah menachem l'mischi yosef. That was the shakvatar. So you see, Klar, that there's a darga of a person, Abaye himself didn't go and daven there. But he said Rav Acha Bar Yaakov could. And he held that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was on a darga that for him to daven for the nes was not going to be menachem l'mischi yosef, and he's allowed to daven for the nes to happen. It would maybe still be menachem l'mischi yosef. It's not going to be not nes anymore. It's still nes and still menachem l'mischi yosef to daven for it. But he said if Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was on the darga that for him to daven on a nes is not menachem l'mischi yosef.
Doesn't
the
Mashmar show that it's not a nes?
Is this what it means? Yeah. What? For everyone else it is. No, you don't mean that because then Abaye should have just daven. It means for him.
For him.
Okay, so the point is that it wouldn't be together this zach. So it wouldn't be menachem l'mischi yosef. So why not? So pshat is that the Desra has a piece in Chelek Aleph And he has over there that there's five dargas in hakar of a person. There's five dargas in a person understanding the difference between nes and teva. There's one person that the lowest darga is a person that thinks everything's ishtadlus. Then there's a darga above that that everyone knows, yeah, I'm ishtadl, but a kosh baruch helps. But lemaisa, the more chidish dik for the Boer Island to do something, the more of a nes it is. So, but if taka nes happens, he gets chizik and emuna. So that's, and then he has a few other dargas. He says the highest darga, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is that by that person, there's mamash no chilk to nes and teva. It's not even that Hashem controls teva. It's not even like this. It's there's mamash no chilk between nes and teva at all. It's that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing 100% like this. So he says, by that person, that there's no chilk to nes and teva, there's no inyan for Kodesh Baruch Hu to keep to teva. The only inyan for Kodesh Baruch Hu to keep to teva is for somebody that by them there's a chilek, so there's a makom nesayin, and it will be too blatant to take away the bechir. But by, if a person is on this level that they don't see a chilek between bechlal, so they could talk bizarcha tenisim, and they could talk bizarcha tenisim, and they can dam for nisim, and it's not going to be take away from the schuyas. It only takes away from your schuyas if Kodesh Baruch is doing something for you that he shouldn't be doing, and really you should be having a nesayin now, and teva is a nesayin for you. And since Teva is a Nisayan for you, you get Tzchar for overcoming the Nisayan. And now you're getting away, you're losing Tzchar because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you to Bederech Nes. So you're losing your Bechira, you're losing your challenge. So you lost your Tzchar. But for someone, it makes no difference for them. So Memela, by them, they're allowed to, by them, there's no Yisrachish Linish, there's not Menachem Mischi Yosef. Because they're on this Darga that they're allowed to daven for Nes. So, that's how he wanted to explain this inyan of the Marsha. And Mamela, the idea would be, if that's the pshat, so he wanted to tie in there, Moshe David, that Mamela Chanukah is this avoida, that a person is supposed to come to this higher level. Maybe Chanukah, a person's stuck alive to down for an ace. Chanukah, there's a hakara at least, that a person could have. There's no chiluk that we're supposed to understand. And that even the tevazdika things are really nisin. And there's no chiluk from nes to teva. And memela could be that a Chanukah person gets a sairus that they could daven for the nes. So we wanted to tell you, why is it only for if you forgot al nisim? I'm not sure, but maybe I'll be Jewish. We can explain in a minute.
You're holding on that
madriga. So you should ask, be with us on even lamal min ateva. So you should be noy with us even lamal min ateva, because we're on this level that we see everything as Yad Hashem, and we hit this madriga. What's interesting in that Gemara is that it's Tanina, which is Nachash, and by being Kireya to the Tanina, he was able to break this. So we spoke out before, a couple weeks before, the whole issue in the latest Nachash, that the Be'atuna, which is the Chachma Yavan, so they said, even though it's Galus Edom, but it's the Chachma of Yavan, so the Chachma of Yavan is because the Sforim say that even Galus Edom really comes on to the Chachma of Yavan, because they don't have their own Chachma really, Edom. So the Chachma that they have is Chachmas Yavan. So it's the Chachmas Yavan. And they were saying their challenge to was about the Leidas Nachash. And the Nachash is this Koyach that the opposite of the Nachash, when you break the Nachash, comes Mashiach. So the idea is that the Nachash brings to the world the inyan of covering over everything and Hester Panim and seeing that's this Koyach that the Nachash brings to the world of from the Chait of Adam, that everything comes from Teva and cover over Kodesh Baruch when the system of the world works, and our job is slowly but surely to knock and break and knock out the Nachash to bring out from the Nachash the Mashiach. So being Kireya to the Nachash, this shade was the Nachash, and the way to win it was with the Muna and the Akara of Rav Acham Yaakov with the Shachavayis. But Maisa, looking through, you find this many, many, many times. This inyan of that this representation of the Nachash, that it brings it out. First of all, there's a Gemara that says, so I was thinking through Gemaras about it. The Gemara says, number one, that when you bow moedim, at the end of Sheshes Kikara Kar Kichizur Kizokif Zokif Kichivya, that when you bow moedim, you're supposed to come up Kichivya Kinochash. So the Hishtachavoyas that we do every day is really Kinochash. We take the Karach Kinochash and give it over to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's more Mefurish than that, because that's the Gemara Baruch Hu Yud Beis. But the Gemara Baba Kama in Tezvav says Beferish. It says, I'm sorry, to Zion, it says that last at the Gemara says La'achas Sheva Shanim, after 7 years in the Kever, Shedra Shel Adam, the Shedra of the person, La'achas Sheva Shanim Nasa Nachash. So a person, La'achas Sheva Shanim, the Shedra becomes like a Nachash. V'hani Mili Delekara B'moidim. And Taisa Shtal Zitu to the Gemara of Chizra. Dhanmi de la karba moedim. As a person doesn't take the nisim that they get, and karba moedim means it's a certain, they take their shedra, the shedra is what makes a person chashuv, is the karech of the guide of the person, and their karba moedim, they give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, everything that I have really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm makir al nisach ha shabchoyom imanu. I really makir that everything that happens is the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's defeating the karech of the nachash, and that's why he's supposed to bow like the Nachash, supposed to take it. And if he doesn't do that, then the Shedra itself, which is the guy for the person, turns into Nachash. Lachash Sheva Shanim, as Gemara says. Nasa Nachash. Why Sheva Shanim? Because Sheva Shanim is the Leda, how long it takes for Leda's Mashiach. So Lachash Sheva Shanim, instead of bringing Mashiach, it's going to come out. What comes out of the Nachash, what comes out of the person, is that he brought out the Karech of the Nachash and the Bria that he didn't see when the Nachash is. Maybe that's also the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, that when it gives the mashal, maybe this is pshat, but the Gemara says, dafka, it brings out this point, it says that afilu, you shouldn't stop davening, you can't be mafsik, afilu nochash karach al-akevoy, lo-yafsik. So why is it giving them, why is afilu nochash? Because this is the point. The Nachash is coming to distract the tefillah. The Nachash is coming to say, everything has come from Karecha, from Teva. Everything comes from the Hester Ponim. Just, what do you need to daven for? Everything's going to come, way it comes, whatever. So a person, is the Nachash is coming to distract him from the tefillah, so he's supposed to continue the tefillah dafka. And in that Gemara, the Gemara on that Tashma, on the Nachash, then it says, Tanabana Maisa B'makam Echad Shaya Arud. So what's an Arud? Arud is min nachash, Rashi says. So hayamazik is abrios. It comes from a nachash on the top, but it comes from a nachash. Hayamazik is abrios, and Rabbi Doisa stepped on it, and he said, in an arud meimis, alachet meimis, Rabbi Doisa was this person that by him, that he didn't see the teva shabai, so he's able to kill this karech of the nachash, dafka. The nace happened through that, dafka. Why did we come out through not bardless, whatever? Because the point is that the Indian is dafka to bring out the koyach of seeing the Yad HaKadosh, Yad HaShem and everything, and not attributing to the Nachash, and maybe connect back to Hanukkah, the Gemara, even though usually Parshas Mikates is Shabbos Hanukkah, this week is not, but this week we had Vayeshev. So what does it say, the Gemara? So the Gemara, Akayadua, in the middle of the Sugya of Lamal Mechaf over there, so in the middle of the Gemara, it brings that it says, Amar Tanchum, Abor Rik, Embo Mayim, Mashash Nem, Abor Rik, Yedesh, Embo Mayim, Al Matar Olam, Embo Mayim, Mayim, Embo, Aval Nachash, Rakav, Yesh, Boy. So, what's the Gemara, what's the point? Nachash, Rakav, Nachash, it always goes together. A lot of times Rashi says, Nachash, Rakav goes together. So the idea is that the Koyach of the Teva would have been that Yosef should have died in the bar. The Koyach of the Teva was overcoming him. And Afal Pikein, he overcame the Karech of the Nachash through his Bitochen. So even though there was Nachash in the bar, he was able to overcome that. So that's Mamash in the middle of the Sugya Chanukah. When our job is to not see the koyach of that in the Bria, of the Hester in the Bria, we're supposed to attribute everything back to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and by Moedim, and that's not where the Haidah is on the Nes, is by Moedim when a person is, and that's why, by the way, Teres Chaim asks the Kasha, Shedr Shal Adam Lacha Shev Shal Nasa Nachash Hu Delay Karba Moedim. Why does it say Hu Delay Karba Avis? Because the Iker point is in the Moedim Shabbai. Because in the Koyach Haidah is where this koyach to attribute everything that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu lives in the Haidah of the person, taking his whole gaiva and everything and not attributing it to Teva, not attributing it to everything else, but attributing it to Kodesh Baruch Hu and being moide that I got it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that hachna and that hakara is memait in the koyach of the Nachash and the Golos and the Hester Panim, and doing that is megal more and more the Ayur of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and we should be zeiche in the Mechanica to come to the Sakara and be megala more in Mitzvah Shem Zeiche to be a Mashiach.
That's
the real,
that's the way he says
it's
Kasha also.
Alter
says,
it has to,
it's Alter says, he says, he says, he says, the Tera's also this. That's a joke.
Someone told me that. Yeah. 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 Yeah.